I got involved at the very beginning with Aspire because I wanted to give back to the community that's given so much to me. And I wanted to surround myself with the right people and the right ideas. And determinative upon the different subjects, topics, or expertise of all the famous people that have been on these stages and shared those stages with me, I've learned more than I've actually given back. But in the 2.5 or 3 years that I've been doing this with Aspire, I've learned a lot about giving. And I know Andrew and I share the same philosophy about when I started my business, I checked that box that said for profit. And then after I did that, my whole life was about giving back. And I started to think about the most generous people that I know. My mom, she was one of the most generous people that I've ever met. She raised 6 kids on her own. My dad left when I was 5. She worked 2 jobs. One is a second grade teacher, and she literally packed our dinners in a paper bag when we were in Akron, Ohio, drove us around, the older ones teaching the younger ones in a country squire station wagon. And then she would fill turnstiles with greeting cards at convenience stores just so we could eat. And I never really listened to my mom. She just passed away last year. So if I'm a little emotional, I apologize, but I never really listened to her, but I watched her for 58 years. And there's no better thing I could have experienced than watching my mom. But the one thing that was so hard for me when she passed was I've never met anyone as generous as her, single moms especially. If anyone had grown up with a single mom, it's unbelievable how much they give. And they keep on giving. And teachers, another class, first responders, and of course, United States vets. They give everything. In fact, some of them give their lives for us to have the freedom, the choice to do what you want, when you want, with who you want. And if you don't really value the freedom that we have, then think about this. I've traveled the entire world. I speak on 200 stages a year around the world. There's no other country that you could have nothing. You could be living on the street right now. Some of these speakers have been homeless. But you could be living on the street right now, and this country still affords you the opportunity to be the best at whatever you want to become. There's no, give it up for United States. But I started doing research about giving because why was it that all of these super generous people, the kindest, most generous people, are broke. And why was it when I checked that box that I would tell people that I'm doing this for the sake of others? I want to give back to the world. But if I had nothing, what good was it? And so I did research about this whole philosophy of giving to understand why people like Andrew Cordell are so important to our lives when he is so honest and transparent about, look, I'm here to teach you not only how to make a shitload of money, but to pass it on to your great, great, great grandkids tax-free. And I promise you, taxes are the most expensive thing for everyone. Dummy tax is the most expensive. That's what I teach people to avoid. He teaches about state and federal taxes. I think my taxes are more expensive. The old saying, the more you give, the more you receive, is absolutely true. Raise your hand if you believe the more you give, the more you receive. Absolutely true. But it's only true in the infinite, not in the material. It's not true in the material. So one of the problems that people have with money and giving is they truly believe the more money I give, the more money I'll receive. How stupid is that? That's the same as, because that's a man-made construct, right? Money is a man-made construct. That's the same as me saying, the more microphones you give, the more microphones you're going to receive. Nobody would believe me if I told, but you believe for some reason, the more money you give, the more you receive. No, the more value you give, the more value you receive, the more kindness you give, the more kindness you receive, the more love you give, the more love you receive, the more forgiveness you give, the more forgiveness you'll receive. And I promise you, you will be passionate, purposeful, and profitable when you give all of those things unconditionally, but not your money. Not your money and not your time. Those are man-made constructs. And so what we want to realize is I did research on all the philosophies, theories, spiritualities, and religions about giving. They all say this: the more you give, the more you are given. The more you give, the more you're given. That's actually an intention. I'm the chairman of Napoleon Hill Institute. If anyone's ever read Think and Grow Rich, Outwitting the Devil, changed my life at 19. It changes my life at 58. Every time I read that book or listen to either of those books, I feel like I make another $1 million. Those are two great books. Coming from someone that has written 8 books, mine don't even, they pale in comparison to these books, Think and Grow Rich. Think and Grow Rich and Outwitting the Devil, which is my favorite book. So the more we give, the more we're given. If what? We have gratitude to find the light, the love, and the lessons when there's no evidence or the evidence is contrary to where we want to be. And most of the time, there's no evidence you're going to get to where you want to be, especially as entrepreneurs, or most of the time, the evidence is contrary. Trust me, when I lost everything, all the evidence was, you're never going to be on this stage making more money, helping more people, and having more fun than you did before. But I had faith that there was, and I learned one thing. The more I gave, the more I was given. But the interesting thing is when I learned about receiving. This is what you're here today to learn from people like Andrew. You need to receive, and you need to understand what to do with it when you receive it. And here's the secret that I learned, because I hated to receive. It bothered me. It bugged me. If I took my family to dinner, there's no way anybody was picking up the check but me, because I couldn't stand the fact that somebody was giving me something. See, when you receive, remember this, you're giving the greatest gift you can give to someone. And if you don't understand it, it was explained to me this way. When you are able and capable of helping someone else, you're closest to God. I'm going to repeat that. When you're able and capable of helping someone else, you're closest to God. You're at your highest self. That's why we love to give. But you realize when you don't receive, you are cheating that person who is giving to you, who is helping you, the Andrew Cordles of the world. You're going to cheat him of being closest to God, to feel his higher self, because you feel guilty, resentful, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, and resentful about receiving like I did. So I want you to receive. I want you to give more. I want you to be given more. And I want you to receive more. And then I want you to illustrate your faith in a world of more than enough of everything for everyone. Remember that God that we're talking about that's bigger than you, that loves you, protects you, promotes you, and perfects you more than your mom? Remember that God? It's a God of more than enough of everything for everyone. I want you to ask your God for more. So instead of living the zero-sum game that my mom, who's as close to an angel as I could think of, who ended up with nothing when it came to money because she believed the more money she gave, the more it would receive. I want you not to live in that zero-sum game. I want you to give more, give everything, be given everything, receive everything, and then ask for more than everything. So you can give more than more, be given more than more, receive more than more, and ask for more than more. And today, together with all the networking we're doing, the dinner that we're having, and this incredible speaker that's about to follow me, who's going to teach you about the infinite loop of giving so that you can make more money, help more people, and have more fun. And I promise you, if you do those things, you'll be happy. And if you are happy, God bless you, because that'll make me happy. Thank you so much.